Nolte, Michael Bloomberg loves China, will ban guns and big gulps. By John Nolte on November 8, 2019. While President Michael Bloomberg allows China to do whatever it wants, Americans will be stripped of their firearms, French fries, and big gulps. Oh, please run, Bloomy. Please, please, please run. It's been fascinating to scan all the professional analysis looking to explain why Bloomberg is seriously considering a run for the Democrat nomination. You know, all the big thinks from the geniuses who believe they can explain human nature. These big thinks run the gamut from 1, Joe Biden is faltering, which opens up a center lane, geniuses love terms like center lane, to 2, Bloomberg believes his entry will help Biden over the finish line by soaking up some of the progressive hate, to 3, Bloomberg can siphon votes away from Biden, thus ensuring Trump's re-election. Just reading this stuff makes you dumber. How about? Oh, I don't know. He wants to be president? How about? He's pushing 78, got a taste of that sweet chief executive life as New York's mayor. Has a buttload of money and not much time left to spend it. And the Democrat field is looking sorrier by the day? Or, how about? He's not really gonna run, he's just an ego-driven old man who enjoys news cycles about him running? Listen, you don't get to where Michael Bloomberg has without a pretty healthy ego and a strong belief in yourself and your ability to lead. And there's just no question that Donald Trump sitting in the Oval Office is driving all of his fellow businessmen billionaires insane with jealousy. If anything, Bloomberg is kicking himself for wasting all those years as mayor. I should have gone for the jackpot like Trump. Now I'm pushing 80 and spent my presidential years running stupid New York. Anyway, I'm not joking about wanting to see Bloomberg run. Who doesn't love a good show, and watching Trump take on a fellow Manhattan billionaire who loves him some China and hates guns and big gulps? Well, that would be glorious. In fact, Bloomberg loves China so much he claims the communist country is really a democracy, and he defends its environmental record, which, by any reasonable standard, is abysmal, especially compared to the United States. Bloomberg has spent years attacking American industry, spreading the gospel of climate change, demanding Americans sacrifice their standard of living to Gaia. And here he is defending a brutal dictator in a country that pours more carbon into the air than any other country in history. Margaret Hoover, and China's still burning coal. Hoover, he's not a dictator? Bloomberg, no, he has a constituency to answer to. Hoover, he doesn't have a vote, he doesn't have a democracy. He's not held accountable by voters. Is the check on him just a revolution? Bloomberg, you're not going to have a revolution. No government survives without the will of the majority of its people. He has to deliver services. The Chinese Communist Party looks at Russia and they look for where the Communist Party is and they don't find it anymore and they don't want that to happen. Do we really want a president who loves China more than America? Worst of all, though, is while President Bloomberg will allow China to be China, he will never allow Americans to be Americans. China can kill all the people it wants, pour as much junk into the atmosphere as it wants. American companies can destroy all the American jobs they want to run over to China to exploit the cheap labor. But Americans who follow the rules and just want to be left alone to live their lives in peace, will lose their guns and big gulps. Bloomberg has donated untold millions to the far left, extremist, gun-grabbing group Moms Demand Action. And as mayor of New York, he outlawed big gulps. He made it illegal to sell any sugary drink in a container larger than 16 ounces. He also banned trans fats. So those are Michael Bloomberg's priorities, his values, his vision for the world: make China great again while stripping Americans of their God-given rights to self-defense and the pursuit of happiness that can only be found in a basket of French fries washed down with a barrel of Dr. Pepper. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.